Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you may have seen in the newspapers today, the FBI announced that it had carried out a massive international law enforcement operation by infiltrating an encrypted messaging app called Anom. It follows a similar action taken last year in Europe in a messaging service called EnroChat was similarly hacked. Together, it has led and will lead to arrests around the world, including Ireland. Ronan Murphy is chief executive of Smart Tech 247, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Ronan.
Hi, Sean.
Now, I should perhaps say it seems to have been led by the FBI, but the Australian Federal Police were heavily involved in this as well. Start with Anom and describe to us what it is and why criminals might have been attracted to using it.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. It's really like something out of a spy thriller. I think, look, the backstory here is that it started out in San Diego, and you had this guy, and he was building a secure messaging app for criminals, and the local FBI branch managed to snag him, and they made him become an informant, and effectively they got him to build this Anom platform for them. And then through his existing network, he distributed. So it was absolutely brilliant. He got all of his criminal network using this application. And from the get-go, all of the criminals who started using it within their own crime syndicates, they effectively endorsed it or vouched for it, if we're going to use mafia terminology, and it got tremendous traction. And therefore, they managed to infiltrate 300 crime syndicates globally.
Yeah, and there was some Turkish chap who apparently seemed to have endorsed it totally unwittingly, but he's the one who gave it the major push. Though, yeah, you'd wonder where he is now, and has he gone into hiding as a result of this? Are there many such apps like this, Ronan, that are being built?
I mean, the likes of WhatsApp is a very good example, right? But I think why this one was so interesting was that typically they would use it on burner phones, right? So they would turn off location settings and they would customize the different settings within the app so that they considered it to be very secure. But I mean, if you look at the scale of this, Sean, over the 18 months or the 24 months that they were reading these messages, they prevented over 100 deaths. They recovered $150 million in cash, and they got 6 tons of cocaine. The figures are absolutely staggering, and some of the conversations that are being reported are brilliant. I mean, from plots to kill people to mass drug trafficking to human trafficking to gun distribution. And the whole time, the FBI and Europol and the various police services were reading all of these messages because they were the ones behind the platform. So I think the fact that they managed to keep it a secret, first and foremost, and that these guys never latched on to the fact that it was the FBI it's staggering. It's a watershed moment, and it's the biggest attack on organized crime globally that's ever been witnessed.
Yeah, and now and this chap in San Diego who had been working on this, when he was finished it, then obviously the FBI got their claws into him. Does he then set up a company? Is there an Anom Limited that runs this app? Or how does that work from a business point of view, if you like?
Yeah, well, he built the application, and then he obviously he had some sort of subscription model on how he was pushing it out there to the users. And, you know, that's important because he has to be seen to monetize his efforts. He's not doing it for the good of his health.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how they've done it is brilliant. That guy actually had a previous business endeavor called Phantom Secure, which was his first attempt at doing this. And that's how he had built up his criminal network. And that's how the FBI snared him. And I mean, there's definitely a movie in the making on the back of this.
No doubt. Now, I suppose from a technical point of view, though, it's supposed to be encrypted. But does that mean that any messaging service, even if it is encrypted, the people who own that messaging service could, in theory, hack into it themselves?
In theory, they could. Yeah, in theory, they could. I mean, you'd regularly hear about Apple having sparring sessions with different regulators globally about not giving access to their systems. I mean, there's some well-documented cases with the FBI and so forth. So look, if you're the manufacturer of an encryption service, then you're the one who holds the keys to decrypt it. It's very prevalent at the moment, obviously, with the whole hack on the HSE. The bad guys have the decryption keys. They've encrypted the data in the health service. So with encryption, you've got, it's a bit like a lock on the front door of your house or your office or your car. If it's locked, somebody's got the key to open it. Yeah. Typically, you know, WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. They'll tell you it's fully secure. Nobody can read it. We'll never give up the keys. And in this instance, the FBI were the ones who had the keys. So they were decrypting the messages. And the scale is astonishing. I mean, it was 27 million messages sent over the Anna map. And the results that they've had in terms of the 800 arrests from the analysis of those messages is spectacular.
And the Q-tourism of it actually is very admirable in that there was, as I understand, there was another messaging app called Sky ECC. So they closed it. They closed that one down in Europe just to force people onto the Anom app to get even more people involved in that.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, correct. There's been a few of them. I mean, there's been a few of these different communication networks and apps in different ways. And Anom really took off. And again, I mean, I think it's a watershed moment in terms of how organized crime are going to have to view how they communicate with one another, because this is really a spectacular result for Europol and for the FBI and for the various police forces who've been involved in it.
Also interesting in the sense of the way international crime works, that it seems to have gained its popularity merely through word of mouth. So, you know, crimbos in various continents are going, you know what, you should try this. And, you know, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's, you've got influencers, right? It's a bit like the Instagram generation, where you've got this guy in San Diego who the FBI have got their claws into. And he obviously was an influencer, and people were taking him seriously. And I mean, if you think about it, who are the influencers in organized crime? Well, they're the gang bosses. And if you can convince, you know, the Pablo Escobars of this world to start using it, then obviously the foot soldiers are going to follow suit. And you then have your influencers, you have your audience.
Yeah. Now, EncroChat. Now, this was the operation I mentioned that took place last year. Did they hack that? And how did the European police agencies hack into that?
Well, that was a little bit different insofar as it was. You had to buy a specific device, and the device had an operating system on it. They were like handsets, right? So it started in kind of 2016, and I as far as I know, they were just shut down by Europol, and I believe the French police were involved in that as well, and the British police. So it was effectively, you'd buy the handset with this EncroChat operating system on it, and then you had secure communications between those devices, almost you could say like walkie talkies. And it was effectively just shut down.
So does that mean theoretically then, though, Ronan, anyone could set up a business that's, you know, a totally secure messaging service and say, it's not up to me what people say on it or plan on it or do on it. I'm clean in this.
Yeah, well, look, you can build end-to-end encryption. It's expensive, it's complicated, it's time-consuming. The problem you're going to have with organized crime and building it is, are organized criminals going to trust one another if one of them is building the encryption for their communications? And it's unlikely that they're all going to go running around building their own encrypted communication network due to the complexity of it. So, encryption is complex. It's a big endeavor. So you're probably not going to see it becoming mainstream anytime soon. And you may see them just result using burner phones with the likes of WhatsApp or, you know, other technologies that have end-to-end encryption like Viber, or, you know, there's lots of them out there.
Yeah, now, and I suppose on that point then, if these criminals are using burner phones and then migrate back to the likes of WhatsApp, does that perhaps put some pressure on WhatsApp? They might find various police agencies knocking on their door saying, we want to have a look at this.
Well, you're seeing that already. I mean, you're seeing it already with Apple and with various different organizations that provide encryption, where you do have the FBI and you've other law enforcement agencies coming and looking to get the decryption keys. And I mean, it's a huge debate, because once they start giving up the access to the decryption, you're undermining the whole concept of it in the first place, of people having secure confidential communication without Big Brother watching them. So I mean, the ability to have free and open communication, well, private for individuals, and the bad guys also using that. I mean, it's a really interesting debate, you know. I mean, if Apple or if Facebook are going to give up the encryption keys to law enforcement or anybody else, then, you know, are people going to be comfortable using it?
I would imagine that there's enough, especially anyone who has been using Anom or EncroChat, would be loath to trust another one.
I think there's a lot of people very nervous now. You can actually go and put your details into a website and check if your SIM card or if your number or if your chat is being investigated currently. So if anybody's ever fooled around with that, I'm sure they're pretty nervous now.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
So that, I mean,
absolutely.
you can go to a website and find out if you're part of an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, you can indeed.
We won't give out the name of that website, I would have thought, because there's probably including the Gardaí are kind of their position seems to be, yeah, we have got information. It will lead to prosecutions in the future, but they're being rather coy about it at the moment. Also, I'm told, Ronan, that the proper term for a criminal influencer is a crimfluencer. Which doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. Ronan,
Yeah.
thanks a million for speaking with
My
us today.
pleasure.
That was Ronan Murphy there, Chief Executive of Smart Tech 247. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that farming.
Moncrief on News Talk.